Hello, everyone, and welcome to the season two finale of Parkmanship Podcast. My name is Ryan, and I'm with Andrew today. Andrew, how are you doing?
Pretty good. It was a long day, but it was a good day.
Okay.
They were at the end of the year, so I thought, you know, we should talk about our big travel trips this year in retrospective.
Yeah, 2022 was an interesting year for sure.
Yeah. Before we do that, though, let's have some news stories of the week. Mine's kind of lame and kind of, you know, whatever. But I don't know if you got one ready for us, something interesting and informational.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay, well, I think it was yesterday the Senate passed the National Defense Authorization Act for next year, 2023. This is usually like the most expensive bill that Congress passes every single year. And because of that, there's a lot of random stuff that's thrown in that has nothing to do with the national defense. Sometimes you end up with new national park sites because of that. Obviously nothing to do with national defense. But in the House version of the NDAA for next year, the House version would establish the San Gabriel National Recreation Area in California, which is...
That's exciting.
It's like... The Santa Monica Mountain National Recreation Area is kind of to the east of L.A., to the west of L.A. I'm hoping this is in the Senate bill that was passed yesterday that's going to end up heading to President Biden for finalization. But I don't have confirmation, but it could be quite possible. So
it's all public record, right?
Yeah, but I have to read through all that. You know how long the NDAA is? It's like hundreds and hundreds of pages.
They probably got it on the internet where you can like download a PDF and just use a search function and type in those words.
Yeah, all I can find is the House version of the NDAA, which has the San Gabriel National Recreation Area. I can't find the Senate version.
Well, hear about it on the National Parks site or the nationalparkstraveler.org, most likely.
Yeah, so within the next
someone
week,
there will read it.
We'll know by the end of the end of next week, so keep an eye out for that. We might have a new national park site on the horizon. That would be San Gabriel National Recreation Area.
Yeah. Not as cool as your story, but more on the holiday topic and stuff like that. A park in... on topic with the episode, we visited Devil's Tower earlier this year. Right now, I think it was what day was it? 2 days ago, they had about 11 feet of snow fall at Devil's Tower, so the park was closed. But there's some amazing shots from the National Park Service Instagram page and pictures of Devil's Tower just blanketed in snow just in time for the holidays.
That's cool. I saw those.
Yeah.
Did you by any chance get my Instagram comment I tagged you in?
I think so. Let me look. One sec here.
This is Agate Fossil Beds National Monument.
Yeah.
Could you imagine driving that road while it's snowing?
No.
They went to Agate Fossil Beds.
No, that's in the middle of nowhere, A.
Yes.
B, I don't think I ever want to be there in the snow. It just seems miserable because it's just blanketed white for miles.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to see anything. You just see white.
Yeah. I think it'd be actual snow blindness. I like seeing some of the parks we visit in other seasons because we don't get to see them all year long. And this one was a cool one. So I thought I would share that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Let's hop into some initial thoughts here, going into, you know, leading off place we've been this year, about our travels this year. One thought I had, it seemed a lot easier to travel.
For sure. I mean, like for me, I think you're speaking about the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
I really thought the last half of last year was when traveling returned to normal for me.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like this year was a return to normal at all. I felt like we returned to normal in the back half of 2021.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Hot Springs this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I learned from that is we're not traveling by airplane in January.
No, yeah, we're done with that.
Guess what I'm doing in January, though?
You're traveling by plane.
Yeah, I'm going to
where
the
are you
Bahamas.
Going to?
The Bahamas. Wow. I'm taking a cruise for my 30th birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, a friend found a deal and it turned out to be pretty cheap. So, but yeah, no, I think traveling's kind of returned to normal. I do think the parks are slowly getting visitor numbers back up there. I think we had some record setting park numbers this year too for visitors. But I have to recheck that. I know Glacier had a record.
No, that was 2021.
I mean, yeah.
They won't release the numbers until like March or April.
Yeah. But I do think it's getting easier to travel in general. We've been some incredible places this year. How many states have we been to this year?
This year,
Arkansas.
Went to Arkansas. We went to
Nebraska,
South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming. I mean, I've been to, you know, the basics, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I was in New Hampshire yesterday, or no, 2 days ago.
That's strange. Why? Oh, you were finishing up your trail, right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Did you complete that?
I did.
All right. That's exciting.
Yes.
Oh,
we went to North Carolina.
Separately. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We both went, but at different times. Yeah. 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 No, it was fun. It was a good year for travel.
You went to Florida.
Yeah. It's Florida, though. Florida. Every time I go to Florida, it's a different part of Florida, and Florida just is a whole different country. It really feels like it. It's so backwards there sometimes. While we were there, we were staying in Singer Island, which is like Palm Beach area, which is really nice. So it was like fancy Florida, but once you got out of like the airport, or when you were heading back to the airport, it was not fancy Florida anymore. It was more Homestead Florida. But nothing definitely compares.
Damn,
to
you really trash Homestead Florida.
I really hate Homestead Florida. Place garbage. I have no remorse for that place. But it's not like Key West Florida where it's like Party City. You know what I mean? It's very laid back compared to very. Yeah, it's Florida's just weird, man. It's just something else. Anyway. Did you have any park goals this year?
I did. I had two. I wanted to get to one national park proper, and then I wanted to get to 24 national park sites, and I ended up with 3 national parks proper and 21 national park sites. So
that's
no, that 3 is included into the 21.
Oh, okay.
So I went 1 for 2.
I mean.
Yeah, that second goal was in reach towards the end of the year, but I missed out on some of my other yearly goals, so I just said, "Ah, screw it," and just gave up.
Yeah, but you also completed the North. What was the trail hike called?
New England Trail.
New England Trail. I almost said Northeastern. That's close. But my goals this year was I always like to go to like 3 new places, like states and stuff like that, and I did do that. I actually kind of went above and beyond when we were in South Dakota. Because we drove everywhere.
We drove to 3 states in 1 day.
Yeah, that was something. That hurt. It's like 8 hours of driving. But it was good. I know. Park wise, I visited the parks we talked about, which is great. I didn't think I was going to travel much this year with my injury earlier in the year, where I was out of commission for 5 months. Couldn't walk, so, but yeah. Speaking of walks and hikes, Ryan, what was your favorite hike of the year?
Yes, before we get into this, like for the rest of the episode, we're following a different format than we usually do.
Oh, that's true.
So I kind of went back and looked at all of our previous episodes and like kind of looked at all of our top threes from previous episodes. And I decided it'd be cool to just do an activity where we apply those top 3 list themes to this year. So on our very, very first episode, our top 3 list was top 3 favorite hikes. So I thought it'd be cool if we just picked our favorite hike in the parks that we did this year. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. I think the Devil's Tower hike in retrospect was probably my favorite, even though with the red mud, but just walking around
The
Devil's
Red
Tower.
Beds Trail.
Yeah, the Red Beds Trail.
That was a really good trail.
That was a fun trail. It's a memorable trail because, like, it got real muddy in that one spot, but every time you walked around Devil's Tower, it looked slightly different because
Yes.
it's not uniform, but it was always cool to see it because you're like, what is this? Where did this come from? They still don't know. I thought that was a really fun trail.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mine was the Presidential Traverse Trail, which is one of the preeminent hiking trails of the Northeast. It's located in the White Mountains National Forest in New Hampshire. And for me, it was a huge accomplishment because I did it in 16 hours, where normally most people take 2 or 3 days to do it. And it was a grueling hike, both mentally and physically, as it goes over 8 4,000 foot mountain peaks. But the views on this trail are just immense and stunning. And part of it is on the Crawford Path, which is part of the route that goes down from Mount Washington, which is the highest point on the trail. And Crawford Path is part of the Appalachian National Scenic Trail, which is why this trail made my list.
Oh, okay. I was
Yeah.
very confused and now I'm satisfied.
Yeah. It's in the general White Mountain National Forest area, but the Crawford Path portion of it is on the Appalachian National Scenic Trail.
Nice.
Thus, it makes my list.
Any notable mentions?
Noble mentions. I don't know. I thought, was it
You thinking
the
the door
door?
though?
I thought the
Yeah.
door was going to make your list, was going to be your pick.
The one that was the one with all the that looked like Tatooine,
Yes.
right? Yeah. No, that was good, but it wasn't as like fun and memorable as us like trudging through mud in the, the mist. It just was and we saw wildlife there, which is cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, what were some other good ones?
That weird one in Arkansas where we went to go find the sunset, but you hiked us to a sunrise.
I enjoyed that one. That was cool. I don't know if
That
it make
was
I don't
a
know if
we
it'd be
got
honorable
there and we're
mention.
like, huh, the sun's behind this cliff. Oh wait,
I
this is
guess wrong that time.
a yeah. That was a fun one. What else did we do? I don't I think that was the only I like
Yeah,
the
I only picked one. I didn't think about honorable
Yeah.
mentions.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on here. I'm guessing this is from the second episode. Our favorite season, I think, was the question.
It was from our third one. Oh, yeah, it was the second one. It was the Weir Farm Appalachian Trail one.
Oh, yeah. What season did you accomplish most of your park travels this year, Ryan? I know
Definitely
one.
the summer for me. I
Yeah.
think that's the obvious one.
Yeah.
I did the overnight trip to the Outer Banks parks at the beginning of the summer, and then I finished the summer with our big Badlands and Black Hills trip. So
I did
it was a pick for
definitely
me.
end of summer for me because I did North Carolina. I came back for a day, and then we were left for South Dakota.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
You had a busy month, busy
yeah,
September.
yeah. It was like August into September. I think I was away from work for like almost 21 days.
Yikes.
I worked one day in between, but it's fine. Yeah, I think summer is just the best time to travel.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
For
it's
us,
definitely the most
anyway.
crowded, but yeah, you got a lot of potential. You got longer days, you can do more.
Yeah.
The weather's better.
Yep.
All right, favorite wildlife experience at the parks in 2022 for you, Andrew.
I think it was the bison scratching its back on the road sign while we were leaving the park at Wind Cave.
That's a good pick because that is also my pick.
It's a very memorable because we were pulling up on it. We're like, oh, that bison's just standing by that sign. We noticed he was like real close. Yeah, it was a good
Right on
one.
the roadway, and then we had that bus that was coming on the other side that we got worried for a second that they were going to connect.
Charge, yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to say notable mention, and kind of like words of wisdom is there was a ram in Badlands that was on the door trail, the window
Yeah,
trail.
closer to the window.
Yeah, and people got way too close to it.
Wait, it was the door, the window. What was the other one?
Don't know. It was the rope ladder one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I forgot what that was called.
Whatever. But they got way too close to it. I do think it's important to mention that wildlife should stay at a distance. It's unpredictable. There have been people pressed with federal charges for getting too close. I think a couple of years ago, someone got charged for getting too close to a bison, which also damaged their car because they got too close to a bison.
Yeah, it's a double loss right there.
Yeah. But yeah, take pictures, leave only footsteps. So, yeah. All right. That's my words of wisdom for the episode.
Nice.
Any notable mentions from you?
I feel like anytime I see a bear that goes on my honorable mentions, like I'll instantly remember anytime I see a bear. And I
Just.
haven't done a lot of the Appalachian National Scenic Trail, even though I've talked about it quite a bit already this episode. But I, like most years, I'm there like every week. This year I wasn't so much, but I did go on a hike there in probably like August, and did have an encounter with a black bear. So that's always great.
Yep. Oh, this is a good question. I like this one. Favorite gift bought at a park store this year? Does the gift include me eating it immediately?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's the ice cream at Mount Rushmore.
Okay, interesting.
That one was fun.
I don't know if I would pick that for this list, but that was very good. You might hear more about that ice cream later in this episode.
I mean, a notable mentions was the on the I don't know if it was at the, does it have to be at the parks?
I mean, it's up to you.
Like, there's so many good things I've purchased at the parks. My go-tos are always pins. So I
Your
got
favorite
a
picture.
one of my favorite slogans at the parks was from the Minuteman one, where it's the 30 minutes or less worldwide, which is the Domino's logo, but it's got a nuclear missile on it, and I have that as a pin. So I'd probably go with that.
Yes, quite a memorable experience because that's also on the blast door in the bunker.
Yeah. For you, Ryan?
Mine would be the robe I bought
Oh,
from
I
the visitor
forgot
center
about
at Hot Springs National
that.
Park. It was just such a fitting souvenir for such a unique park, where the highlight of that park,
Is a building.
or one of the highlights, because the other highlight was the beer, is the bathhouse experience. So I felt like I had to get a robe there. I use it when I'm, watching Premier League matches on a Saturday morning. So I get
Okay.
used out of it.
All right.
Who would have thought I would buy a robe from a national park?
It's a little strange. I mean, I think the favorite gift I've ever bought was we got some pretty great hats this year.
Ooh, the Badlands one was really
Hats, yeah. The Glacier one last year would have taken the cake too. Glacier one was nice. They got these like trucker caps that are really nice at the parks. I recommend them.
Yeah, those are the way to go.
Yep. I think I know your answer for this, but favorite place to stay while traveling in the parks this year?
Just say it.
Alex Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
So
pretty
much
great.
packed into a little area at Alex Johnson. It's in Rapid City, South Dakota. You'd go bar hopping inside the hotel because they have the Irish pub on the bottom and then the rooftop bar up top. They had that really narrow but long stairwell that I love because I get my daily exercise in there. They had that weird looking sink in the bathroom that I loved because it was
Oh, the
memorable.
weird like tap run down
Yes.
the yeah, that was weird.
And it was a perfect location because it was in the middle of everything. It was in the middle of all the parks that we wanted to go to. It was right in between Wind Cave and Badlands. So.
You kind of hit all the points I was gonna go over. So, all right.
That's
So
your
that
pick too?
could, yeah, that would have won a Dundee if we were doing the Dundees from The Office. All right. This is a good one too. Favorite meal while traveling in the parks this year. I think I know where this is going. I'm gonna let you go.
It's already been brought up on this episode by you.
Yeah.
But the mint chocolate chip ice cream I had at Mount Rushmore, and yes, I did have, we did have the ice cream as our meal.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, it's probably the best one. I mean, honorable mention to the brewery that is located technically in Hot Springs.
Superior Bathhouse Brewery, the only brewery in a national park.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. Ice cream takes the cake, even though we didn't get the special flavor because it's always sold out.
Yeah, the Thomas Jefferson homemade flavor.
Yeah, which is Thomas Jefferson's original recipe, if I remember correctly, correct?
That is 100% correct.
Yeah. If you don't count ice cream as a meal, that's
your problem.
Yeah, you don't sound like fun. anyway, yeah.
Great scenery too. We could just, they have the benches laid right on the main walkway and just sit there.
We sat
eat ice cream, look up the memorial.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to lead us into our next one? Because I feel like you have a good story for this one.
Interesting. Yeah. So top or favorite visitor center that we went to this year. So mine would be the Agate Fossil Beds National Monument Visitor Center. This is, the monument itself is dedicated and preserves mammalian fossil bed of mammals. But at the same time, you know, also preserves some Lakota Sioux Native American culture. So this visitor center felt like a museum because you're going through all these fossil exhibits of these mammals. But at the same time, there's other exhibits about Lakota Sioux heritage. And it felt both of a piece. Like they did a very good job of melding these two very different subjects together into one visitor center. So yeah, it was very informative and I really enjoyed it.
All right. So my favorite is on the other side of the country at the Wright Brothers National Monument.
Oh, good pick.
Yeah. I generally like looking at things like how they move. So like they had a plane on display in the, like the, how the engines work. And I thought that was really cool.
Awesome.
Also
yeah.
the view to the monument and where they land was visible from where the plane was, the replica. So that was really cool.
Yeah. That visitor center was built in like the 60s or something, but it looks brand new. Like they do a good job of upkeeping that place.
Yeah, hands down favorite so far. Favorite drink at the parks. I wonder if this is going to be Ryan's favorite question.
Yeah, so I think on, I forget what episode we did this list on, but whatever it was, as one is, I think it was number three on my list, was the Killer Irish Red at Superior Bathhouse Brewery, which is at Hot Springs National Park. Once again, the only brewery inside a national park. So I feel like I had to pick it here. The brewery was a fantastic experience, so much so that we did it twice.
And I had a sour there. I don't remember what it was, though, and it was really good.
Interesting. I'm not normally into sours.
They also had a cider, but I don't remember what it was either.
But yeah, they have a vast array of beers you can try there. A very good selection. So yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite was the Killer Irish Red.
Yeah. I think it was really great. That Superior Bathhouse is probably one of the best places, restaurants, I guess, we've eaten.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a meal. Like, I think it's just the where it's located makes it special.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, you could travel all you want and you end up at a Denny's, it's not going to be rememberable.
So. Or a Waffle House.
Yeah, you're right. In North Carolina, we did stop at a Waffle House, and we did watch high school kids get arrested because they were trying to pick a fight with a cop because they were drunk. It was really funny. It was also like 4 a.m. Yeah. Anyway. Let's look. Ooh, this
is a good one. You didn't pick your alcoholic drink yet, or drink, or whatever you want to break out of this list.
It was the cider from Superior Bathhouse, but I just can't remember the name.
Okay.
It's like there was a cider I had one day, and then the second time we went, I had a sour. It was a blueberry sour, and it was really good. They were both blueberries, I remember.
That's interesting. That's more of an Acadia thing.
Yeah. It might have been some sort of berry. I don't know if it was blueberry, but it was good.
Okay.
Ryan, your favorite scenic drive of the year?
Okay, so for this, none of these scenic drives I did this year like truly like knocked me out of the park. So in this case, I'm going with like the obvious answer, which is the Blue Ridge Parkway, which unfortunately you were not able to go with me to.
Couldn't walk, yeah.
So Blue Ridge Parkway, I think this is one of the most famous scenic drives in the national park system. It's certainly the busiest park at the national park system. So that's making an easy pick. I thought it was very similar to Skyline Drive of Shenandoah, which you have done. So if you've done that, you can pretty much guess what Blue Ridge Parkway is like. If you do go, I would recommend checking out Sharp Top Mountain. That is a great hike.
Okay. I think I if I had to choose one from this year, I would have to go with Badlands. There are
Yeah,
a
I think
lot of
that's the
just
obvious
scenic.
one.
Yeah, scenic views. Honorable mention would be Scott's Bluff. It was just short, though.
I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that those are both solid choices.
All right, I'm going to
Ooh.
introduce this one so you don't mispronounce it. So favorite gateway town that we went to this year.
Am I gonna mispronounce the town?
No, gateway.
Oh.
When we did this top three list, I forget what it was, what episode it was on. You kept on trying to say it was the getaway town.
Oh yeah, it is getaway. Anyway, I do remember that. Obvious answer, Rapid City.
Okay. Why?
I think it was just ease of access to all the parks we visited. Also, shout out to Tally Silver Spoon for great breakfast and then the rooftop bar there. And
Oh,
they had all this.
you'd love tallies. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a really good restaurant. A really big breakfast person, and it hit the spot. It's very hard to find a diner outside the Northeast, and that was pretty much it. It hit the spot.
Okay, I'm gonna throw a curveball here, and I'm gonna pick Richmond, Virginia,
That's confusing.
which is the gateway town for Richmond National Battlefield Park, Petersburg National Battlefield, and Maggie Walker National Historic Site. I just love the city. It's such a walkable city. It's in a beautiful location right on the James River, and it has some great food options and breweries. Shout out to Rich Brow Brewing, which I'm not into sours normally, but that was their thing. And they made them quite well. And it was just such a cool brewery experience. Like they had like two TVs on there. It was right on the water. It's in like an old industrial town. They had two TVs, and one of them was set to Bundesliga, and the other one was set to outside TV. So like I was in my zone there. Love that place.
Nice. All right. Let me I accidentally closed the list on my phone here.
Oh boy. Yeah, so
All
that kind of
right.
concludes our
Yeah.
like honorable mentions for the year that was our park travels in 2022. So now we're just gonna briefly like express our goals for 2023 if we have any. So Andrew, do you have any park related goals for next year?
We talked about it kind of bubbled the idea of like Utah or like that area, like Arizona, Utah. I want to go out there, not particularly to the Grand Canyon, but I want to get at least two national parks in this year and
Okay.
like three new states. The other park, not national parks, but like World Heritage sites, I'd like to go see some of the stuff in Europe. When we if we go to Ireland, which we've talked about, I don't the Cliffs of Moher and
No.
no, what am I thinking? It's the
Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland.
yeah, that's what it is. That and the burial ground, which we didn't get to do last time we were out there. No. All right.
My goal, I only have one, is to visit 20 national park sites, which is not as ambitious as 2022, but I'm kind of really running dry on parks that are within like even a remote driving distance towards me. So I just know going in, I'm not going to be able to hit as many as I did this year. Probably not, but who knows? Maybe I do get to
Or
a
if we get new ones in the area.
unlikely.
Yeah, I know. There's a hope though. But yeah, no, it simple travel goals.
Yep.
Well, we can't end an episode without going into our top three.
Yes.
All right, Ryan. Top three favorite national park sites to visit this year.
Yeah, so I think mine's going to surprise you a little bit. So for number three for me is Richmond National Battlefield Park, which you cannot go to, unfortunately.
Couldn't walk. Yep.
You originally were going to go,
Yeah, I was. I literally couldn't walk though because I broke my back.
So yeah, this was a really expansive park. Lots of districts spread all throughout Richmond and the suburbs of Richmond. I got some good hiking in, saw birds like osprey, snakes, some sort of lamprey fish type thing on one of the trails I did. And of course, there's a memorial there for one of my ancestors. So definitely some personal bias coming in on Richmond National Battlefield Park making this list, but there it is at number three. Number two for me was Mount Rushmore National Memorial. I was really surprised by this park. That hike around the memorial gave so many great camera views. I got so many different angles on this like small monument. So I just thought that was very interesting. And then of course I can't go without talking about the fantastic ice cream that they have there. And yeah, that park really started off our Badlands and Black Hills trip off with a bang. And then number one for me was Hot Springs National Park. I just
Not a
thought this
park
is
site.
what?
It's not a park site.
Yeah, it is.
It's a park.
Which is a park site.
Okay, all right. You're stretching it. Got
Wait, no. Wait, there's like 423 national park sites, right?
Yeah.
All the national parks are included on that list.
All right.
What are we talking about?
I wasn't going to include any. That's
Why?
fine. Because I thought strictly park sites, and now I'm going to
Why
rework
would
my
you think
list.
national parks
I
are are park sites?
don't know. It's late. I've been working all day. Anyway,
You trying to do to me?
confuse you.
Okay, so Hot Springs National Park, very unique park, clearly. The main highlights there, instead of the wildlife, are the beer and the bathhouses.
I thought you were going to say the water you can get straight from the tap.
Oh, I forgot about that water. That was so good. And they had hot water taps and cold water taps. This is crazy. We were there in the middle of January. It was like 40 degrees, and you could see the steam coming off of the hot water taps. So that was cool. But there's also a little bit of hiking. There was that really cool tower ride we did that was just cool. And yeah, this is just a park that's unlike anything else in the entire national park system. So yeah, that's my number one.
Okay. Number three, is probably Mount Rushmore. I loved it.
Interesting, because it's not make your list for the top three Black Hills and Badlands sites originally.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it. Ice cream kind of
It's
takes it to
memorable,
a,
right?
yeah. Number two, I would have to say the Wright Brothers Memorial.
Okay.
Just because it's in a cool location.
Definitely is.
Yeah. And number one is the tour at Minuteman National Historic Site.
Awesome. I like that our lists were very different.
Yeah. I just really like the historic site because the guide we had there was someone who actually served at the site. So it was a little more meaningful. I know it was a small tour. It was only six of us because of the limit, but it was full of cool knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, definitely
So,
very personal.
yeah. Well, Ryan.
Let's talk about our plans for
Oh,
the
yeah.
way, because this is our season finale for season two, so we're going to be off the air for a while. However, some point in April is National Parks Week. We'll be doing a special episode, National Parks Week, so that look out for that in April. Additionally, we still have to do our listener's choice episode of the Upper Delaware National Scenic River at some point.
That's been my fault. I'm sorry.
So that'll come out at some point. We just don't know when yet. And then in June, we'll really start with season three again. So we'll start back up full scale in next June. So keep an eye out for all that. And in the meantime, you can check out our work on parkmanship.com.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan.
Yeah, this was parkmanship.
Well, all right. This was Parkmanship.